Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a very exciting matchup against one of the best teams in the NHL, the Dallas Stars. At American Airlines Center, a sellout crowd of 18,532 fans were on hand. Final score in a shootout, Dallas 3, San Jose 2, so the Sharks have to settle for 1 point. But San Jose stayed stride for stride and played well on the inside against one of the deepest teams in the NHL to start their road schedule, and that's got to get them another step forward and another boost in confidence as they try to get their first win of the year on this trip. Indeed, after a scoreless first period, the Sharks felt that they were pretty confident because Barkley Goodrow took a double minor for high sticking midway through the first period, and the penalty killers did a remarkable job against Dallas's power play. And so it was nothing-nothing at the end of one. And then, 6:24 into the second, the Sharks' defensive plays that led to offense were certainly highlighted by this first goal of the game scored by the Sharks' Tyler Toffoli. Here comes Dallas. They give it away. Toffoli intercepts, and he's off to the races. 2-on-1, moving into the offensive end. He shoots. He scores! Tyler Toffoli made the defensive play in his own blue line and raced up the ice 2-on-1, took a look to the right, and then snapped it home like the true shooter he is. Tyler Toffoli gets the Sharks on the board, the first goal that the Stars have allowed at home this year. That's right, Dallas hadn't allowed a single goal in two previous matchups here at American Airlines Center before Toffoli notched his second. That was an unassisted goal, but you saw him pointing at Mario Ferraro on that play, that first goal. Obviously, Ferraro was part of the reason why that puck turned over.
Yeah, not only Mario made a great play at Sharks' own blue line, but that's the wide lane drive. You know, it draws a defenseman. It was Heiskanen who's taken away that lane. It opens up a little bit more shooting area for Toffoli, who's a righty, can get to the middle of the ice a little bit more, give himself a better angle, and obviously made a great shot, posting in just over the pad, under the glove. Goal scorer's goal. You see him do that hundreds of times in his career.
Second time this season Toffoli has scored. That was an unassisted tally at 6:24 of the second period, and it was 1-0 Sharks. But just about 6 minutes later at 12:03, a kind of a weird bounce off the defense gave Mason Marchman a chance to make the play, and Matt Duchene, that great shooter that he is, would finish it off. It'll be Lyubushkin who gets it back there with Brendan Smith. They send it up the left boards around the back of the net, and Dallas goes to the attack. On the right side, Lyubushkin across the Sharks' line, dropped for Stankoven, put on the brakes, pass blocked, now it's in front, they score! Well, right place, right time for Matt Duchene with his stick down in front of a net, but a weird bounce went right to Mason Marchman after the Sharks made the defensive play in the middle. Marchman on the right circle, a left-handed shot, just spotted Duchene breaking toward the front of a net and slipped him a perfect pass. And not much chance for Blackwood as this game is tied up 1-1. Time of that goal, 12:03. Duchene from Marchment and Stankoven, and it was all even in Dallas. But the Sharks kept pushing and again had a great second period. Ty Dellandrea, who was with the Stars the last couple of years, best friends with the goaltender Jake Ottinger, got one up on his buddy and put the Sharks in front 2-1 with his first goal in a San Jose uniform. Here's Harley shooting at stick save made by Blackwood. And again, he saw it because of good coverage by Ferraro against Bork in front. Yeah, now an interception. Dellandrea steals. Headman feed. It's a breakaway for Nico Sturm. He deeks. He shoots. It's wide. Rebound in front. Dellandrea. He scores. Ty Dellandrea scores against one of his best friends, Jake Ottinger. And the Sharks are up 2-1 with 4:48 remaining in the second period. Sure, Ottinger would get the last laugh as Dallas would win the game, but that was a great moment for Dellandrea, who had some really strong moments in this contest, getting his first goal as a San Jose Shark. Nico Sturm getting the only assist on that breakaway. He just missed on that chance, and that was just a pretty sweet play.
Yeah, it was a great play. Again, we talk about the defensive blue line. The Sharks make a great play at their own blue line, transition the other way. Sturm ends up on a breakaway. He goes a little blocker. Unfortunately, it looks like it rolls right off his heel before he shoots a puck, but what a great bounce comes off the back wall. Delandria knows where to go. Front of the net, that's where you score goals. That's where you make a living. You watched the great Joel Pavelski do it for years here. Hey, why not go to the front of the net? It's going to either hit me or I'm going to put it in the net, and he scored from 3 feet out. Right, standing right on top of his best buddy who was stuck on his butt.
Or as they used to say back in the old days of the big, bad Boston Bruins, Jesus saves and Esposito scores on rebound in front of the net. That's where you have to be.
Yep.
Meantime, Dallas was not going to give up for the rest of the game, without question. And as the second period came to a close, they started to get just a little bit of an edge with that relentless changing of four lines that are really tough to play against. And Roope Hintz would get credit for the tying goal at 17-12 of the second. Barkley Goodrow calmly backhands it out of the zone to relieve a little bit of the pressure. Problem is, it's a long change period. Here's Hintz shooting it. Score! Long change. They got it out of the zone. They couldn't get the guys off. And it's in front for Roope Hintz on a quick pass to make it 2-2 with 2:48 to go in the second. That long change period can kill you. And the Sharks' Barkley Goodrow was trying not to ice the puck because he wanted to get a change. Fed it softly, but you got to get that just right. And it was just a little bit too soft. It was taken down by Dallas. Robertson and Johnston assisted on Hintz's second goal. And again, that long change came back to haunt. It was 2-2 at the end of two. But in the third period, some other opportunities occurred. Mackenzie Blackwood, however, was really gigantic in that final period. He faced 12 Dallas shots and stopped them all and made a couple of big saves, including this one. It's back behind the net. Penalty is over, and they've killed off a 5-on-3. Out of the box comes Blackwell, 2-on-1, coming in with Hintz. Hintz shoots. What a great save by Blackwood! Mackenzie Blackwood, a spectacular stop on Roope Hintz. Coming out of the box, Colin Blackwell set him up perfectly. Again, it was a 5-on-3 power play that did not succeed for the Sharks. And then that chance, boy, that was a good job by goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood to make sure the Sharks stayed in the game. And he would have to make another big stop late in the third as well. 2-2 to score. Zetterlund across the line. Exchanges with Will Smith, who rims it around. Trying to get it to Costin, but it came through him. Now Zetterlund falls down as he's knocked down. A headband feed, a breakaway to Donoff. Moving in, shoots. Glove save by Mackenzie Blackwood, and a breakaway by Evgeny Dodonov. Beautifully set up from inside the zone. The save of the game for San Jose to keep it 2-2. Blackwood was impressive tonight.
He was fun to watch. A very, very calm game. His demeanor was great. He was in control right away. You could just sense it. They had pressure towards the second half of that first period. They started getting momentum after that first double minor, and they started pouring on some shots, whether he's fighting through traffic. He held on to rebounds. He used his glove effective, swallowed all the rebounds into his chest, controlled the game when the puck was in the Shark zone.
And so we went to overtime. Teams traded two shots, but before we got to overtime, Jake Ottinger had to make a pretty big save for Dallas as the Sharks were going for the regulation win. And now the Sharks have a 2-on-2 the other way. Now it's three-man. It's Costin shooting it. Glove save made by Ottinger. That's a big save by him off of Clem Costin's hard wrist shot with a minute 56 to go in the third. That was a big stop on Costin. Then Costin would take a penalty in overtime for interference with 14 seconds left in OT. That ended it as far as getting the win in overtime for the Sharks was concerned. And it came down to the shootout. Will Smith and Mikael Granlund both were shooters for the Sharks. Granlund would score, but by that time it was 2-1 in favor of Dallas. And so Mackenzie Blackwood, mano a mano against Wyatt Johnston, was going to have to make a save. Johnston was going to have to score to decide the game, and here's what happened. Okay, now the pressure is on Mackenzie Blackwood. He's got to stop this. Wyatt Johnston will take the opportunity. Dallas is 2-for-2 in the shootout. Johnston stick handles in, holds it, score! What a rocket of a shot. Top corner, 3-for-3. And so Dallas will win this game. They will come out to congratulate Jake Ottinger. They had to work hard to earn this game against the Sharks. And that's, I suppose, the solace from this. But unfortunately, San Jose stays winless. And the final score will be recorded as Dallas 3, the Sharks 2 in a shootout. The Sharks get 1 point and fall back to 0-1-2 on the year. And so that's how it ended here in Dallas. And you put guys like Robertson, Duchesne, and Johnston out there on the shootout all by themselves. They're probably going to score, and they all did. Meanwhile, Mikael Granlund, who was the Sharks' overall best player, gave the Sharks another chance by getting that goal in the shootout. So kudos to him for his great two-way effort on the right side of the puck all night. Blackwood, a really strong game. And the Sharks get an important point, and they step forward.
Absolutely. It's a good measuring stick game, right? You get to see a team this early in the season that is expected to be there at the end of the year. And to be in a game with them, compete like they did tonight, and feel they can play with a team of this caliber, it goes a long way in that locker room.
Once again, the final score tonight, the Dallas Stars 3 and the San Jose Sharks 2 in a shootout. That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.